Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, it is time for They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where should we begin, Jackson?
We are going to begin with the broadcast last night, the Celtics, their smashing of the Cavaliers. And Shaq and Barkley, I can't say how much, you know, they're so good. They're the best on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And so Shaq compared Derek White to a couple of pretty legendary NBA players, and here it is.
How about the way Derek White is playing for the Celtics through the Miami series and into this one against Cleveland?
I've always bragging about how many rings I have, but I'm also bragging about the others. You know, he reminds me of a Big Shot Bob or Rick Fox, a guy that, you know, does his job and plays his role. But when you need him, especially to get a big bucket, he will always be there. So, you're talking about who's going to win a championship. If this guy can play like this with or without Porzingis, Boston will win the championship. But he is a great other. He's doing the job. I'm happy for this kid. He's playing well. But in order for Boston to win, he's going to have to play well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier. What a huge difference it made making that Marcus Smart move when it came to this Boston Celtics team.
I don't think I've ever heard Rick Fox and Robert Horry mentioned together. But anyway, no, I other than that, I thought it was a great point. I mean, he's awesome. Not just because he was on the show. He just feels like a guy that just was meant to play here. He cares. He's a guy that doesn't take himself too seriously. Right. He's deferential to the superstars of the team, happy with his role. Everything Boston loves about a player.
His role grew this year, and he's taken advantage
totally.
Of it. And he doesn't, you're right, he doesn't, he's not a guy that when he gets the ball, it disappears, and he's trying to force his shot to get it up so he can get his points.
I mean, even his endorsement is sort of self-deprecating. With the Sam Adams spot that he did.
And Drew Holiday. I got to give Drew Holiday a lot of credit, too, because he's somebody who kind of probably took a lesser role.
The bag of cash helps.
That guy was running around like the Energizer Bunny yesterday. Drew Holiday, even at the end of the game.
Curtis, what are you laughing about?
Well, I think it's Energizer. I agree. The whole team, Jackson, you're right. The team is just good. They're really good. They're the best team in basketball. It's unbelievable. They could bore us all the way to a championship, and I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, you can debate superstars all day long on the teams that are left in the playoffs. But, Wiggy, wouldn't you say when it comes to others that the Boston Celtics have the best others in the NBA and – it, certainly with teams that are left in the playoffs.
Yeah, you have the best starting five. And the reason why you have the best others is really because of your superstars, because of a guy like Jason Tatum and then to a lesser extent, a guy like Jaylen Brown. Because if you watch some of these other teams play, the superstars hog up the basketball. and they don't get their others involved in the game. And then when you get an opportunity like a Derek White, he's able to take advantage of it, or a Drew Holiday, or even Al Horford at times. The other teams, you watch some of these other teams, it's just their superstar, and then you're hoping and praying that one of those other guys has a decent night.
What's next, Jackson?
Speaking of superstars, Joe Mazzulla talked about the other guys stepping up well when Tatum doesn't necessarily have the best game.
Yeah, I mean, it's got, like, and it's funny, the usual self. Like, I thought he played an overall well rounded game. Passing, his screening allowed for those other guys to get open looks because of his screening in the half court. And he had some good shots at the rim defensively. So, like you said, success will look different for every night for each player. But at the end of the day, you can't be defined by one thing, and we got to compete at both ends of the floor. I thought our guys did that, you know, for most of the night.
I mean, that was your lead earlier this morning, Courtney, was that Jason Tatum, on an off-night shooting, ends up with 11 rebounds, and yep. that he's willing to that for that to be his role.
Yeah, and it's like he was close to a triple-double, so to classify the entire game as an off-night I think is wrong. But, you know, he's not going to try to force the shots. And that's a different Jason Tatum, an unselfish, like you said, Greg, an unselfish Jason Tatum.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
And we have the man of the hour, the man of the night, Derek White, talking about the bigs, and especially without Porzingis in there.
That was amazing. This does so much for us every time he's out there. But I think Luke was, I mean, he came in and kind of changed everything for us, and just brought energy, protected the basket, rebounded, and his minutes were huge. And then X, I think, came in and gave us a really good minutes as well. So we said all year long that the strength of this team is the team, and guys stay ready, and we trust them, and they were big for us.
I mean, Curtis, you talked a lot about Joe Mazzulla this season and for half of last, or whatever, full season last year. It isn't really the challenge for him just to keep these guys engaged, and because they're so much better than these other teams.
Yeah, but I also think this time of year, you can, as I said earlier, Greg, I think there are lulls in every game where they build a big lead. Like last night, they opened, I think it was 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
Then Cleveland goes on a run. And mm-hmm. then whenever Cleveland would retake the lead, I think it was 23-21.
Yep.
Then it was like a 15-2 run. Boom. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like they need to be somewhat challenged, and they're not going to really be challenged until the finals. Like, I get it that that's on Mazzulla, but I also think that this time of year, it's the second round of the playoffs. If this team had won a championship, I think the job or the task of the head coach to get the most out of them would be more challenging. Whereas right now, I think they're honestly, Greg, they could win a championship and never really be challenged. Which is crazy. They're that much better because the Nuggets could lose here.
Yeah, but Minnesota's tough, and OKC's tough. I mean,
that's true.
Celtics had a hard time with the Timberwolves this regular season.
They did. That's a good point, Courtney. I think at least maybe in the East. But you're right, Craig. I mean, he's got. I mean, if they win it all, I have to shut up. Everybody has to shut up. Mm-hmm. Mazzulla will be here for as long as he wants.
If he could send a note to Wick, he hasn't spoken to me since that interview. I would appreciate that.
With all sincerity, Greg, I don't want to put you in an awkward position.
Oh, no. That ain't enough up to church's money, Greg.
We're not even.
Yeah, Paul Pierce was in your seat yesterday.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
Away. I mean, I couldn't have
gone. Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah.
I'm sure Wick knows that. That's probably why I didn't.
And with the phone service, it's probably been weird since we got into Bermuda.
Yeah, it probably has. I'm having network issues, yeah, I think, probably. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he's been texting.
Sure, your phone will blow up when we get back.
Talk about a fall from grace.
So what do you think about drumming?
All right. What else, Jackson?
That would do it for this Senate.
I thought you said you sent me like five cuts that you were going to use. Didn't you not?
I did, but I thought we just started on those three. But
No. I said let's add some. You selected no Celtics cuts for they said it. I felt like Celtics would be important to add, but you wanted to play geeky. We could play geeky.
We can play geeky. Absolutely.
Didn't you want to play geeky talking about Swayman?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. You want to do that?
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of words to that guy. He's something else. He's a great teammate, you know, and he's playing unbelievable right now. You know, I don't think I have enough good words to say about him, and I think I could say the same for everybody in that room. So, you know, he's been great, and obviously you see that on the ice, and you know, on top of that, he's a great teammate and cares about everybody in that room. So I think that's something special that, you know, this team brings is just the aspect of how much everyone cares for each other. And you know, he's one example of it.
I don't know, I see speculation that Linus Allmark is somehow pissed off by this. Do you think, Wiggy, I'm sure you think he is.
No.
I think there's a, I mean, you'd have to be. It's human nature. I know, Courtney, you say no, but it's just human nature for you as an athlete to have such a great year, do well. Like, you're the one who said he did great in game two and he played well, and then you're really not getting your opportunity, thinking that you were going to get the opportunity of this goalie rotation because that's what you've been doing all year long. So for him not to feel a certain way, I don't buy that. I think it's human nature. We would all feel some type of way if we went from having a great year and being a Vezina Trophy winner last year to now we're just the door opener.
I'm just going to say my phonophobia is out of control right now. Curtis, you got to add more coffee into that Starbucks cup.
What's phonophobia?
What's that mean?
Like every time you take a drink, I can hear the ice crash into the cover and then crash back.
Wait, that bothers you?
It's my phonophobia. It's a me issue, not a you issue, Curtis. But
oh, hold on. I'll turn my mic off when I have it.
So yeah. Is that what phonophobia means when you hear something?
That's somebody, we talked about that on the show. People get bothered when they hear certain noises.
Yes.
Really?
It's a psychological issue that you have.
Yeah. And it's weird things. Like that, it sounds so much louder to me than you probably didn't even notice it, Greg or Wiggy.
No.
But for me, it's like my whole body tenses.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't want that to happen. For New England, it's when I speak.
Some people can't stand when they can hear silverware clattering off somebody else's
or like scraping on a plate.
Oh, I can't do that. Well, for me, it's the like in Breaking Bad when Walter White is writing on the chalkboard. I still can't do chalk.
Can't do chalk.
Oh my God, no! God, that's like right up the spine.
The only thing I am bothered by is the styrofoam.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Like when you get a package and It freaks me out, the styrofoam, but that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
And Jesus, she is sad in the Twitch. The Salty Suns fan. You are sad, clearly. The Salty Suns fan. I'm not sad. It's something that I deal with.
Yeah.
A lot of people have it, actually.
You think?
Yeah. People are saying it's misophonia. I don't know if it's phonophobia or misophonia.
I think it's it's misophobia.
And shockingly, Greg, I don't know if you can see it, but the Twitch chat thinks I'm wrong about the 5-day work week.
I mean, I'm sure that they are working while twitching, Curtis.
No,
I don't know what you're implying here.
No.
It must be easy. You work 4 hours a day.
That's not true. We do other things other than the show.
And if it's so easy, why don't you come and do it?
That's correct.
Well, here's the issue I have, and this is what I'm saying. Why are everybody's job is difficult in its own way, right? So when somebody complains about, what we do being easy, it's like everybody's job is difficult, right? So don't complain about my job. I don't complain about your job.
Right. I don't go into your house and tell you how to cook burgers.
And that's why I said, that's why I think people can be productive in 4 weeks and 4-day work weeks. I don't think, I think the old mindset of, we need 5 days, then, if that's the mindset, why not 6 or 7?
Right.
But do you think if you surveyed the people who own the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Companies, they would feel the same way, Wiggy?
Well, see, but now I don't know if you polled those people, the company owners. Maybe they might be like, no, we want our employees. They might want the employees to work 7 days a week. I mean, wouldn't you think that?
Yes.
Right. So they're looking at it as the more that they're working, in their mind, they're getting more out of them.
Right. But they get out of people, the more they can pay people.
Right. But you could still be productive for 4 days and do well. I think you're moving. That's why I said you're moving the goalposts. You think people who want 4 day works weeks are not going to put as much work in. There are people who make calls all day long, 5 days a week, and don't get nothing done. But there are people who do 4 days a week and they're very proactive and they get a lot done. Yeah, it's about how they go about doing it.
Also, it's not fit. Every time that I bring something up, you say I'm moving the goalposts.
You are.
We're just discussing the issue.
Don't you think there's a burnout issue in America?
Was there a burnout issue in the 1950s, the 1960s?
I wasn't around, but...
What's the burnout issue?
Well, no, I just think that people seem more angry than ever right now, and I just think that, you know, we've figured out ways in which to make our lives easier when it comes to technology and other things. So when you did a radio show when you first started, it is much easier, and I'm not saying your job's easier, I'm just saying technology has made... putting on a show easier than when you started, correct? You used to have to take a record out of a sleeve and put it on. That leads to the ability for some jobs to be able to be condensed, I think.
Yeah, I think there are things about radio that were different in the early 2000s than they are now, but there's also things that are incredibly more difficult because you have access to so many more things that your job increases. But either way, if you're hired to do a job, and you can do your job in 4 days, it means you're probably not maximizing your potential at your workplace.
See, that's where I disagree with you. If the guy called in, he was a contractor, right? And if somebody could get two contractors, one guy goes, all right, 4 days a week, we're going in, we're going to be super productive, and we're going to build this house. It doesn't mean that the person who does 4 days a week can't build a house in the same amount of time as somebody who does 5 days.
But if he finishes the foundation of a house today,
right,
then he can start a new house tomorrow.
Well, so, this is where I'm confused. So why doesn't he then do it on Saturday? Or then do it Sunday?
He does.
He probably does.
So then why? Because he has to
make money.
So, but
because he has to pay everybody.
I understand that, Greg. But see, now you're going to money.
I started to put it out on Twitch.
I'm like, is the conversation about a 4 day work week or is about how productive you are as an individual or if you're lazy?
Listen, I think it's a great discussion. Curtis, great lead this morning.
Yeah, very good.
Because everybody wants to talk about it.
So I love you, Greg. I miss you both, though. I come home soon.
Yeah, Courtney and I are in Bermuda.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.